This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Election Day is not far off. Soon the television ads, direct mail, and automated telephone calls will end. But the campaigns and interest groups are spending a lot of money to get their message out before the final ballots are cast November 4th. Rich Robinson is the director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Rich Robinson, thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you, Gordon.
So as you examine this entire political landscape, and specifically the money, where it's coming from and how it's being spent, have you seen some things this election cycle which you say mark a change from previous elections?
Well, I think it's a continuation of a trend line. And I think we can say pretty safely now that the Citizens United decision was a watershed in American politics. In a number of races, both state races and federal, independent spending is outweighing the candidate committees and what they're doing in these campaigns, almost turning the candidates themselves into secondary actors in these political campaigns. That's something that is absolutely new. I mean, it was started in that direction before this election, but it is ripening as a trend, I think we might say. So absolutely a stunning amount of money coming in because of the super PACs largely. And again, it's the third party groups more than the candidate committees that are dominating the messages that we see now.
And is it the case that we know less than we perhaps knew a couple of election cycles back about who is footing the bill?
Well, when it's a super PAC, we know something. Often we know everything about who's behind the spending. Super PACs do report who their donors are. However, some of those donors could be nonprofit corporations that are aggregating political contributions, again, to obscure the identity of the true donor, making a contribution to the super PAC as a vehicle to deliver the message. We also saw a lot of nonprofit corporations this year, particularly early in the year, spending in our U.S. Senate race. Americans for Prosperity, for example, spent over $5 million on television ads statewide early this year, confronting Gary Peters about his support of the Affordable Care Act. So we know the identity of the aggregating corporation there, but we don't know whose money it really is using.
Can we say that the super PACs are coming from a particular ideological belief? Are they, you know, are there more conservative groups, more liberal groups, or is it across the spectrum?
It's across the spectrum, absolutely across the spectrum. The dark money phenomenon is more of the right. Groups like Americans for Prosperity, Crossroads, GPS, and a number of the other nonprofit political corporations that might be part of what we could call the Koch machine, the family of political corporations associated with Charles and David Koch. But certainly there are super PACs that are having a huge impact in federal races as well as state races. In the federal, in our U.S. Senate campaign, the Senate Majority PAC, which is a super PAC controlled by Democrats in the U.S. Senate, completely carried the television campaign for Gary Peters for several months. Gary Peters was up with TV ads in April and then went quiet until late August, early September. But the Senate Majority PAC spent on television, mainly negative, attacking Terry Land. So that's an example where it's a different kind of a vehicle, a corporation or a super PAC rather than a corporation. But absolutely, the very wealthy or institutional groups like unions are putting money in super PACs, and they're leaving their mark as well as those on the conservative side.
There is a super PAC which has made some real noise here in the 6th Congressional District in Southwest Michigan by putting $2 million into the race, which involves Republican Fred Upton and Democrat Paul Clements. This May Day super PAC is very critical of Congressman Upton. Is this just part of that trend you're talking about where more groups are finding races, finding their way into them, and spending a lot of big money to try and get their point across?
Well, sure. And in this case, this is, I haven't seen any of the advertisements, but I understand that they are opposing Fred Upton and supporting Paul Clements. Now, Clements has, as of his last campaign finance report through the middle of October, had raised just over $700,000 in his own campaign committee. But from what I understand, May Day PAC has spent over $2 million. So the messages you're hearing are coming from this independent group. And in federal campaigns, that's an accurate description, that they have to act independently. It's illegal to coordinate with a candidate. So, yes, the viewers of the Kalamazoo area seeing these ads are seeing not a candidate in this, but one of these super PACs. And ironically, this is dubbed the PAC to end all PACs. Larry Lessig is seen as the hub of this thing, and he has said, embrace the irony that we're raising and spending all of this money in an effort to try to take a lot of the big money out of campaigns.
Your specialty, of course, is following where the money is going and who's spending it, who's paying for ads, that sort of thing. Political analysis is not normally what we turn to you for, but at the same time, over the years, as you watch these sort of things, if big money goes into a race like this, is it going there because the people who are signing the checks believe that they have a candidate that can get to 50% plus one on election day?
I think it is. And I think that Fred Upton had a relatively close race, and they're banking on the idea that if they put a message in this thing that they actually can succeed. They wouldn't spend money where they know they're going to win or they know they're going to lose. Nobody's really that quixotic. So I think that that's probably the assessment that they make in this race. And, you know, whether it pans out, we'll just have to wait and see.
And that rule that you mentioned there, you don't spend money in a race where you know you're going to win or you know you're going to lose. This is why we are seeing so many outside expenditures, et cetera, in the 20th state Senate district race, which involves Republican Margaret O'Brien, Democrat Sean McCann, and Libertarian Lawrence Wienke. This is a race where people really don't know who's going to win, and therefore groups are trying to have their say in this one. Are you at all surprised by what we have seen in terms of the outside groups coming in, or is this about what you should expect in a race like that?
Well, at this moment, at least a snapshot in time, and really not even at this moment, as of a week ago when the campaign finance reports were filed, this was the most expensive Michigan Senate race in the state. And a large amount of that money is coming from the caucus PACs. Each one of the legislative caucuses has a single PAC. And they use that to reinforce their caucus's candidates. Now, the money behind Margaret O'Brien is over half from the Senate Republican Campaign Committee. The House, or the Senate Democratic Fund, rather, is behind Sean McCann at that moment, not to the same extent as what the Republican Caucus PAC was backing Margaret O'Brien. But I expect you'll see more money in this race. In fact, I'm sure there has been. I'm sure there are more late contributions, generally in the form of in-kind campaign communications, be they television or radio or direct mail. So, in a sense, because this is viewed to be a competitive race, it's absolutely where you expect to see the most money coming in.
Rich, is it your expectation that unless there's some sort of a major change, federal, state law, Supreme Court decision, that this is going to continue, that is, super PACs throwing in here on congressional and state legislative races, and that it will continue to grow in future election cycles?
I think it will. I think yes to both of those questions, at least until there is a change in the makeup of the United States Supreme Court. But there are individuals in this country who have so much money, money that they can't possibly spend, and they're not spending it to invest in capital and new plants and hiring workers, because the demand in this economy is so flat. And so they've turned to politics as an outlet for a lot of their surplus money. And in, there are a number of individuals for whom millions of dollars isn't too much to spend to get into the political game and see if you can influence the outcome.
Rich Robinson, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Gordon.
Rich Robinson is the director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network. Beginning Monday, West Southwest will start a little bit later. Our program will begin at 9:30 after Morning Edition. This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.